I'm going to read that incredibly powerful word of God that was given to Joshua. God speaks to Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Listen, my dear believer, friend in Christ, where are you going? Where are you right now in the midst of your walk with God? Joshua was taking over leadership, and God had called him to lead the people. So many of you listening right now might be called to lead a family, lead a Sunday school, lead a Bible study, lead a witnessing team. Whatever it may be, let me tell you one thing that I believe, that in this day and age that we live in, with all of the trouble that is out there, we can, as it says even in Philippians, live as a witness before the world without fear. That is part of the dynamic manifestation of the Spirit of God, the truth of God within us and our faith in Him. Listen, we can stand in faith, as it talks about in Psalm 125, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. Let me tell you that you can be not only strengthened in your faith, Romans chapter 4, and you can give glory to God, but I want you to know that God calls us to be strong. Listen, no more weakness. We read about this in Hebrews chapter 11, where weaknesses can be turned into strengths. God can make you strong. God can make you very, very powerful. And in 31 days, if you've been yielding to God, if you've been drawing near to God, you know, listen, don't just go by your past experience. Don't just go by your past history. Go by the Word of God. Go by the will of God. Go by what God says concerning you as a believer and all that He wants to build into your life. And because of the great power of God that dwells within you, because the living presence of Christ will never leave you or forsake you, in the midst of whatever you're going through and in this world that we live in, and when it comes to getting up and being powerful in prayer and powerful in witness and powerful as a believer in a, well, sometimes very antagonistic world, God says, "Have I not commanded you?" Listen, can we take the command of God? Can we stand in God's presence and listen to Him saying, "Listen, here's my instruction, here's what I say. Have I not commanded you?" And what does He command us? Be strong and courageous. Because you can. Because you can, dear believer. Because there is such deep resources within you. And God is calling you to step up to let those resources manifest and fill every... Listen, you got to be stretched. You got to be broadened. That comes also with not only that God works within us to will and to then to act. He works within us to have the desire, but He won't do it for you. He works within us to push from the inside out, from the outside in, that we might develop and again go from strength to strength, faith to faith, glory to glory, become more and more powerful. Acts 9:22. When God says, "Be strong," stand up now, believer, be strong. When God says, "Be courageous," stand up, believer, and step out in faith. That is where you're going to be able to see your life broadened. You're going to see the work of God operating in your life. Unless you stand up, be strong, step out, and be courageous and do the will of God, you won't experience all that God has said He would do. So God says not only, you know, be strong and courageous. God also says right into us, let God speak into you right now. Do not be terrified. Can I just give a word? Listen, stop being afraid. Stop being a worrier. See, fear is a snare. Fear will hold you back. Fear will quench the Spirit of God. Fear will stop the depth and power of the Word of God being activated in your life. So God says, don't be terrified. and do not be discouraged. You know how discouragement is. Something comes up, doesn't go our way, we get discouraged, we stay discouraged. And how long? You ever get sick and tired of being discouraged? You ever get sick and tired of being sick and tired? God has an answer. God gives us an imperative. God says, stand up, be strong, be courageous. Stop being terrified. Stop being discouraged. Yes, you can. You absolutely can make a decision right now to stand up and say, you know what? I'm stopping this fear that's going on. I stop the discouragement. I'm not going to let it affect me any longer. If you let terror and discouragement sit in you for so long, your emotions are affected. Your mind is affected. The Spirit of God is grieved, and you're kind of bound. Break out of it. Break out of it. The Lord your God is with you. Dear Christian, if you want to grow, if you want to broaden your life, if you want to become more powerful, then really, you've got to step out in active obedience to God. I'll say what I've said before. You receive all things by faith, but you manifest them in obedience to God. You know what obedience is? It's faith in action. It really is. James chapter 1, the Spirit of God says that the one that is obedient to the word of God is blessed in what they do. 1 John chapter 2, it talks about the young believers and that they have overcome the evil one and they are strong. You ever read this? 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. Believers can be strong and overcome the evil one because the word of God lives in them. How does the word of God live in you? Not just by knowing it. You can even memorize a verse, which is excellent. But unless you put it into practice, how does it become a living, operative presence in your life? Well, by obedience to it. Believing it means putting it into practice. When you've heard the word of God and you heard the message of Christ and you believed on him, you asked, you called, you prayed, Christ, come in. That was an act of obedient faith to surrender and open and believe on the Lord. That's what you can do right now. And you're going to find out that you can grow, that you can become strong, that you can become very, very powerful in Christ. God says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Listen to these words again. It has the idea of stop what is going on. Stop being terrified. Stop being discouraged. When you stand bold in faith in Christ and step out in obedience in Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you right now, from the inside, the Spirit of God will swell and move and pour through that obedience, broadening you, strengthening you. Kind of like if you think in terms of a tree. When it's little, there's just a couple of rings on the inside. A tree grows, and you can count the rings. If you cut down a tree, you can look and count the rings. In other words, every time it grows larger, broader, stronger, it creates another ring. Then it grows again in another ring. You can see it if you cut a tree down. And you can look and count the rings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the more rings, the wider, the stronger, the deeper. I mean, trees that are, well, God even talks about making his believers like the ancient oaks. An oak of righteousness. A tree that's literally immovable. So big, so broad, so healthy, so strong. Isn't that what God is all about? Salvation doesn't mean that we're just simply clipped with the gift of eternity and that we live like some fearful, shivering, weak believer until Jesus snatches us out of this scary world. Stop it. God says, God made us. This is what the dynamic of the Spirit is about. This is what the Word of God helps us to become. I write to you because you are strong, is what the Spirit of God says in 1 John 2. And you have overcome the evil one. There's nothing more scary than the evil one and his attempted attacks in our lives and his going around roaring like a roaring lion. dear believer, you stand up, strengthen yourself, let yourself even be strengthened by the Spirit of God. But now stand there and say, I will be strong. I will be courageous. I now refuse and renounce fear and terror and the discouragement that drags me down. And Lord Christ, I give you my all. I'm stepping out. And dear friend, I'm stepping out with you in Christ to be all that He has called us to be. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.